السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله.
Blood Venture. The Levant.
از غم هزار کن ترک سفر کن مردم من از دل واپسی.
AH. Outside the palace of Yazid ibn Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan, the women hid away the news of the martyrdoms of their husbands from their children and said, "Your fathers have gone on a trip." Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him, didn't arrive to Karbala with the intention of war. You need soldiers to go to war. But Hussein ibn Ali brought his women and children with him. When Imam Hussein sees the women being present and the maliciousness of the enemy, he sees that those who've come to fight him are of the troublemakers of Kufa and are prepared to commit such a heinous crime for pitiful and trivial rewards. He then knows what a disaster they will commit against his women and children. He isn't neglectful. He sees it all, but at the same time, he doesn't submit or stray from his path. And at the same time, he shows persistence in moving in his own direction. This shows the significance of his path and the grandeur of his deed. Until Yazid brought the prisoners of war to his own palace. One night, the daughter of Hussein, peace be upon her, woke up distressed from her sleep. She asked, "Where is father whom I just saw?" After having heard her, the women and the children cried and wailed. Yazid woke up and asked, "What's the matter?" It was found out and informed to him. Yazid commanded them to bring her the head of Hussein. They wrapped it with clothing, then took it to his daughter and unveiled it in front of her. She asked what it was, upon which they replied, "Your father's head." She took the head and put it on her lap, saying, "Who has covered you with blood and cut your head? Who's there for me to put my hopes upon after you, father?" She kissed his mouth and cried unbearably until she lost consciousness. No matter how much they shook her, she wouldn't wake up. Ahlul Bayt were so upset by the incident that they cried and wailed, and together with them, anyone in Damascus who was informed of the incident.